'Tis the season for mock drafts. It's mock draft season, and we're here with 3.0. The Wayne Breezy Show is back, and I got a special guest, one of my good friends from 49ers Web Zone, and we're going to have some fun. He's going to help with the draft selection. Stick around right here on the Wayne Breezy Show, baby. Let's get it. So bright that we shine.
Whiskey on the rocks, and a 24 karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop, sounding like Trent Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop, we be banging through your speakers.
Wayne Breezy on the field or in the bleachers.
You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy, the 4-9 preacher.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Wayne Breezy Show, mock draft edition. I got my bro Sasha in the building. What's going on, Mr. Robinson? How you doing, fam? He might have froze up. I think he froze up a little bit. All right, well, we'll get him back on here very shortly. And hopefully his stuff will get fixed up on his end. No worries. Well, we got this. Let me go ahead and switch the screen up to the cast. So you guys know how this works. It's a full 7-round mock draft with trades. Full 7-round mock draft with trades. It's going to be super fun to do. And we're going to have Sasha help us with – there he is. We're going to have him help us out with these selections. And I'm curious to see how he's going to pick. There you go, brother. You there? I hear you clicking over there. You in the building? All right, I'm gonna send him a little text message just to get him all fixed out. But guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the show. I appreciate you guys for rocking out with your boy Breezy. And let me go ahead and send him this text. And let's see. And I do apologize for the technical difficulties. You know, we can't have a show without technical difficulties, right? Drop the bomb on one time. All right, so you guys know Sashi's one of the writers and publishers over there for 49ers Web Zone. And I'm excited. I read his stuff. He edits my stuff, I'm sure. He's one of the editors over there. And here he is, perfect, right on time.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was doing that right when she like we're running into problems. I was teaching maybe with my laptop.
I see you, bro. I see you, but it's good to have you, man. Welcome to the show, bro. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. The draft is on its way. We got about 2 weeks to go until we get to the NFL draft for the 49ers to figure out ways to improve and get better for now and for the future. For the now and for the future. You know, and that's something that I'm looking forward to. Listen, I was telling everybody about you and how, you know, you helped me out a lot when it comes to writing these articles, these editorials. I'm sure you're one of the ones that like, damn, Wayne Breezy got all these edits I got to go and check. So listen, man. Let us know how you got in the 49er Web Zone. Give us a little rundown on that, man, and how you staying strong out here in these streets.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's a funny thing. So I had just gotten out of, you know, I'm a diehard Niner fan. And, you know, I put that out there beforehand. I remember the first time I started wanting to go into journalism back in 12. And I think I saw the website. I sent the message about it. But I didn't know the first thing about writing. So right when I got out of journalism, and I'm trying to figure something out before I got back into school. And I went on the website and I saw, they always have that writer's wanted sign up there. So I just like, hey, I'm interested. And you know, he gave me an assignment. Like I want something within a couple of days. I did one about Richard Sherman. And, you know, ever since then, it to me, it's like a dream come true, writing for what your one of your favorite teams. You get backdoor stuff, and then you stay. I listen to you or read all your stuff all the time, and it seems like you have I think they said it best. You put in 49er Web Zone, you see Wayne Breezy's name up there. Like, man, it's good to hear. It's good to be a part of people. You know, just everyday people, but yet you're a part of this team. Team I grew up loving and watching all the time. So I just love it. I love it, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a great team to be a part of. You know, David's a great guy. I remember him bringing me in. The introduction was crazy. I remember this. I was like, we're not really looking for people right now. Then he hit me right back. He's like, you know what? Let's do it. Like you write well. I'm like, I suck at editing. So he gave me some tips, like, you know, because he's an OG when it comes to this. So,
yeah.
And then he's just been nothing but like, yeah, go ahead. He doesn't micromanage. He just like, yeah, you write. He's just awesome. So the team is great. It's a great team to be part of. Shout out to the team over there, all the writers, the editors, the publishers, everybody. Like, shout out to everybody over there. Let's get to this mock draft, though. That's what everybody's here for. And I'm excited to see your thought processing. We have not discussed this off air.
I don't know
who you want, who you view, who you value for the San Francisco 49ers. So I'm super excited to see how this is going to go. I don't know if you have any trades you want to look into, things like that. So let's go ahead and pull it up. We're going to use the Pro Football Network's mock draft simulator because I like the trades that they propose. We still can do our own trades, but I like the ones that they propose. So let's go ahead and add that to the stage. Don't know if you're familiar with this mock draft simulator. I'm going to blow it up for you so you can see it a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
We'll do San Francisco. We'll do the seven rounds. We can go, we'll go normal speed. That's for the other teams. We can spend as much time as we want on our team. And we'll go ahead and let this draft go ahead and kind of take place. And you tell me if you want me to stop. If there's a trade you want to look into the first round, we'll go popcorn. You go first, I'll go second. So let me know if you want me to pause the draft. I'm going to pause it here because it's at 15. Do you feel, let me just ask you this from your research. Do you think the Niners are going to look to move up in the first round? This is something that they do. They did this for Brandon Ayuk. They did this their first year in 2017 when they traded back up in the first round to get Reuben Foster. Do you think the San Francisco 49ers may pull another trade back up into the first round?
You know, it wouldn't surprise me about that. But right now with my mock draft, I think they're going to stay here because everything, because what I'm thinking that they want to get, who they want, well, you know, it's going to fall right there.
So
to me, it's like, it wouldn't surprise me if they did, because I'm not going to lie, because you brought up the Brandon Ayuk one. I wanted to say, you know, hey, go get Jerry Jeudy. You're right there in position to get him. Instead, they went and got Javon Kinlaw.
That was the draft.
Yes.
It was Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs. I remember.
And then also, you know, and CeeDee Lamb. So I was like, So it wouldn't surprise me, but they went and got Javon Kinlaw, and you know, we saw how that panned out, but we won't talk about it. But I think whatever the 49ers want to get, they will fall at 31. So you have no need to move up. What about you?
I think they're in the best player available draft mode. I think that they realize that if they were to take or select a certain tackle, I think that guy is going to be gone by 31. So they're probably looking to see which teams would be willing to trade up into the top 15. And I don't think there's a team. I think they're going to ask for King's ransom. And I don't think the Niners are willing to give up a King's ransom to move up top 15. Now, if their guy falls out of the top 15 into the top 20, top 25, now we talking. Now the Niners may stop the clock. So let me go ahead and resume the draft. And we'll stop it at around 20 with that Pittsburgh Steelers pick. And see what I'm saying? The Pittsburgh Steelers went Troy Fontano out of Washington, which is a guy that I thought that the Niners might be in on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to just go back and review. We'll start with the tackles. Let's see. The first tackle off the board was Joe Alt. What's the position you think the Niners are looking to address in round one? Do they go offensive tackle no matter what?
No, I think offensive tackle is a need because I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to bring it up again when it's my go. Trent Williams may still be a monster, but we have to remember Trent Williams is like getting older. So you're going to have to start looking towards the future.
Yeah.
So I think eventually you need to start addressing, and I think in this draft you need to. But this draft, they're going to need to start looking at that defense, looking at their defensive tackle, because we saw like a slew of them just left in free agency. Mm-hmm. You need to start, you know, that was a strength last year, but now with a lot of them leave gone, especially like you said, Jamon Kinlaw, you got Chase Young, even though he's a DE, Randy Gregory, DE, but and Arik Armstead too. You know, the main reason why with Arik Armstead's gone, you're going to want to start, you want to address that. So that's me.
I don't disagree with you. If a Johnny Newton or Byron Murphy II is available at 31, I would run in my card. I would run in my card, because now you know your future is going to be set at least for the next 5 years. And these guys are day one starters, but you can still make them rotational players and not add extra wear and tear on them. And they're going to have that fifth year option. So year five is the year where they can go out there and really earn their money. So 6 offensive tackles have been taken so far. Mm-hmm. You said you want to let the draft fall to you. So let's do it. Look at how it works. Did you just see what happened?
Yeah. You just said that.
I just talked the two up. I don't know why Philly decided to go interior. Oh, Fletcher Cox retired. Makes perfect sense. Yeah. But they drafted guys last year. They got the replacements. All right, so let's see how this board falls to the 49ers at 31. Let's see where it is. And then if you want to trade out of the first round. All right, so we got some offers in from Denver. That's a little steep. To trade that far back. I don't know. Well, all right, so check this out. Kansas City wants to move up a spot. Let's see who's available. I guarantee you they're going to take Tyler Guyton if they move up. You get a 2025 fourth round pick. So a pick in 2025, you'll get a fourth round pick. That's an option. I just wanted to put out there. Or check this out. We can trade back into drafting early in the second round. And New England is willing to give us an early
34. Okay.
An early third round, and we give up our late third round. So it's kind of like pick swaps, but we're out of the first round. I don't know how you feel about that.
You know, again, if it's who I'm looking at right now, and I see that, and I'm seeing who's available still, I'm probably going to go ahead and just, I would take that like New England.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go back to that. I like that. All right, because you said, if your guy is still available at that time, where's the trade offer? There it is. If your guy is still available at that time, so we're just really pick swapping. We're moving out of the first round, and they'll let us know in the comment section if they like this trade or not. But let's go ahead and accept it. Didn't I tell you the Chiefs were going to take Tyler Guyton?
Yes, you did say that.
Okay, so now if we want an extra pick, Tennessee is willing to offer us an extra fourth round pick, an early fourth round pick. All right. And we move back 4 spots. Do you want to see who's available?
Yeah, so I'm looking right. Let me see.
All right. So Kingsley's, I don't know who you're looking for. So which position you want to address?
Okay. So if I'm looking at this right now, I think I'm going to I'm going to go ahead and draft right now.
Okay. You want to draft. No more trades. All right, let's do
it. No more trades.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead.
Where you want to go?
I'm going to go number 35. I'm going Kingsley Samatia.
I like that.
That's what I'm going after.
I like that pick. All right, I like that pick. All right, with the 34th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Kingsley Sawamatea, offensive tackle out of BYU. You just got a stud. Is there anything you want to say about this kid?
Like I said, I was looking at some highlights of him. He is definitely a monster out there. He's got love his quick hands. I love his feet. I love the way Howie the Mauler, and again, like I said, Trent Williams is going to be retiring, and you might as well get someone who can probably play just like Trent.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I wanted him.
I think it's a good pick. You know, you'll get a strong tackle. I think he can come in. I think he can play right tackle. Definitely would be a 2025 protege looking to start. Let's say Trent Williams retires. Right. Would be that type of protege to start and take over at the left tackle spot. But he's a mauler, man. He's a strong dude. Great anchor on the offensive line. I like this trade offer from Kansas City because we're looking to move back. And so this would be my pick. And we'll get an extra fifth round pick, and I like fifth round picks, so I'm going to go ahead and accept this, and we'll have an extra fifth. And they went with Peyton Wilson, so they got the linebacker. Now I'm going to reject the other trade. I don't really want to trade anymore. Now you talked about there's two players that I'm looking at, I felt like you got the offensive line. I feel like trenches are key. And I'm looking at Rook Orahoro out of Clemson. Just a little bit about this. This kid had a stellar Senior Bowl. We talked about him. You can see his relative athletic score is a 9.92.
Yes, yes.
Solid mass, density, proportional length, carries his weight well. He's good at all the techniques. He can play all over the defensive line from the zero to the five. I don't feel like you pass up on a versatile person like this. He does lack elite quickness and things like that, but I mean, listen, he'll be coming in working under Chris Kocurek. So I it's between Rook or Ben Sinnott, the tight end out of Kansas State. I'm gonna take my shot. There's other tight ends I feel like we can draft. I'm gonna go ahead and get Rook or Horro. All right, so let's go ahead and get him with the 64th pick in the 2024 NFL draft. The San Francisco 49ers select defensive tackle Rook or Horro. It's hard to say his name. I was struggling at the Senior Bowl as well. All right, so we got two picks on the board, and guess what? You get the pick right away, and damn it, Roman Wilson got snatched. That would have been my pick if I took him.
MT, look at you.
You got a couple of trade offers. I don't know if you like them. Here's some pick swapping. If you want to move back a couple of spots with the Cardinals, you can draft at 60. I want you to see who's available. But you could draft at 68, or you could pick, move back three spots at 71. You give up a sixth round pick and you get a fourth round pick.
You see, right now, you see, the thing is, what I'm looking for in this draft is going to probably be at linebacker or at wide receiver. And this is the reason why I'm saying this.
Let's go.
We saw what happened in the Super Bowl with the 49ers when Debo went out. We saw how stagnant the offense looked. And, you know, everybody can say, well, they didn't run the ball. Yeah, but the point is, when they're throwing the ball, nobody stepped up outside of Brandon Ayoub. We need, you know, the 49ers are going to need somebody outside of them. We like Juwan Jennings. Everybody likes his toughness. Mm-hmm. But you need somebody who's going to be a gamer outside of those two because again, when the going gets tough, you know, we need somebody there. And then again, linebackers, we saw when Dre Greenlaw went out. When he was in there, he was making a noise. He was all over the field. The Chiefs couldn't do anything. He went out, and all of a sudden now the Chiefs look like they came back. They came back on. The 49ers defense made stops, but it was not those crucial stops. Imagine Dre Greenlaw on that 14 inches play in overtime. Yeah. So me right now, I'd be looking at one of those two positions because, again, the 49ers are going to need some depth and some playmakers out there.
I'm looking at some of these wide receivers. I think you can go wide receiver here. I'm curious to know which wide receivers that caught your eye, which wide receivers caught your attention. Right now you got Jalen Polk, Washington, a wide receiver out of Washington. Ricky Purcell had a great combine, wide receiver out of Florida. Looks like he just screams 49er. Jalen McMillan, a wide receiver out of Washington. You know, really good guys, really great footwork guys. Polk is a dude. Good overall size. He's 6'1", 203. I like this dude. Explosive. Oh, yeah. Versatile receiver. Could play all over the line. But I'm just curious to know, where would you go? And don't forget that trade offer that was proposed to you by the Cardinals. Will one of those three, here's my thing. If you see three wide receivers or linebackers available three spots back, do you make this trade?
The thing is this. I probably would make this trade because again, there's three spots, and then you know, I can probably the player that I want, I'm hoping that he would be there at 71. Now, again, that's a hope. So
he's projected to go 74th. All right, so let's do this. Check this out. Let's do this. Let's hide this. Let's go. If we trade with the Cardinals, that's who we'd be trading with. Did they get a receiver? And so I would have to scroll back up, because if they got a receiver, they're not taking another receiver. So let's go back up. Let's see what they do. We got time. They got Marvin Harrison Jr. There's no way they're drafting another wide receiver, right? So let's go back to there's the Chargers.
Like, are the Chargers
taking a receiver? So let's go see who the Chargers took really quickly. Chargers in round one went Joe Alt. I remember that. Round two, they went Troy Franklin. They got their receiver. So this is, we're going to try to make some sense out of this. Now we got to go check out the New York Football Giants. Did they end up getting a receiver early? So let's go back to round one. I don't remember who they took in round one. So round one, they took Malik Neighbors. Okay, so those three teams and the team that we're trading with is the only team we really got to worry about, because we'll be trading with back to the Cardinals. So I say make the trade, and Ricky Purcell should be there if that's the guy you want. I'm sorry.
Well, the guy that I want, I'm hoping, you know, it's not, that's not Ricky Purcell.
So who are you looking at?
I want Jalen Polk.
Okay.
That's who I want. But go ahead.
I think he'll be there. If I'm wrong, my bad. But I'm looking, all the three teams we just mentioned literally took wide receivers. I say do it. That's just my thing. You'll move up in the fourth round. You'll give up a six-rounder. I'm all for that. I don't care about them six-round picks. I just did a show on six-round picks earlier today. Man, we got hit.
Let's go ahead and accept that one with the Cardinals.
I think this trade will serve us some purpose, and let's see what happens. Oh, he got taken?
Oh!
How did I miss the Colts? I missed the Colts.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see the Colts.
Oh, my stars.
That's my fault.
No. You're absolutely fine, because this is the thing. When you're drafting, you're rolling the dice, hoping that you got, you know, trying to go back, getting some other picks.
That's my fault. Y'all watching this, chalk that up to me. How did I miss the Colts? I didn't see the Colts there. And they were right after us. How did I miss the Colts? I don't know. We can go. It's still your pick. I don't know if you like Ricky Purcell, but he's a problem. Like, I don't know if you like him, but he would be a problem if we go ahead and you're adding a different type of wide receiver to the 49ers if you still wanted to go wide receiver here.
Yeah, but you see, I wanted to look at linebacker. Let me look at something about those linebackers.
Let's go to the linebackers. All right. So Trevin Wallace out of Kentucky. You got Jeremiah Trotter out of Clemson. That's the one I got my stars by. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Father played in the NFL.
NFL, yes. Former Eagle. And that's who I want right there. Because, again, if Jalen was gone, which I had a feeling he would have been gone, I would have went Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Because, again, at Clemson, he understands the game with because of his dad.
Yes.
He plays fast. He's sideline to sideline.
Yes, sir.
That's Dre Greenlaw right there.
And it's interesting because this is Dre Greenlaw's last year on his contract, if I'm not mistaken. And so I know he's injured. I don't know. If I'm the 49ers and I'm Dre Greenlaw, I'm hoping they work out some type of an extension and they keep him. And then you allow Jeremiah Trotter to come in. It's kind of like what Fred Warner did when he came in, and they just put him in the fire. Like, you know, I like this. So we take a Jeremiah Trotter?
We're taking Jeremiah Trotter.
Let's do it. All right. I like that pick right there, bro. That pick is solid. Mm-hmm. And people going to be like, you got a linebacker early? Dude, we done traded all up and down this board. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the round. The value of the player that we just selected is going to be top. Now, you got one of the best linebackers in college football on the San Francisco 49ers. So I like that
pick. Yes, sir.
Great pick, man. Great pick.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
All right, so we don't pick again to 124. So I'm going to look at the cornerbacks here and wide receivers. I'm going to look at the cornerbacks and wide receivers. Right now, I see my cornerback on the board, and I'll tell you why if he's still there. Nope, he's gone. He went to the Raiders. Oh, damn. Then he went too. All right, so this is going to be a little tough. I think I can wait. There's a guy that I like. All right, so let's go wide receivers, let's go corners, let's go edge. So I want to see who's available on edge. All right, so I see a player, edge, Javon Solomon, high production in sacks, high motor, knows how to get to the quarterback. I like Javon Solomon, edge out of Troy. I do want to check the corners. Kyrie, so how do you feel about the Niners? I know the Niners don't draft these types of cornerbacks. Kyrie Jackson, I believe, is like 6'2", 6'3", right? 6'3". Doesn't get beat deep a lot. Has great closing speed, not 40 speed, but closing out. Kind of has those really, his wingspan is like 85 inches, bro. I know right. the Niners don't draft those types. That's why I'm kind of staying away from him in the mock drafts. Right. But dang, if they did, they would have them a solid cornerback on the opposite side with some size.
Yeah, you know, I know that, like you said, I know that they don't, but my thing is that I think you need to start looking into that because, again, you're going to be in a division where you're going to be having, you're dealing with those tall physical receivers now, you know, DK Metcalf. So I wasn't looking at him after, you know, with this draft, but I definitely, I mean, not right now, but if he's there, especially with what he has, I would go for him.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and draft Kyrie Jackson. It's something about his gameplay. He plays really well on the outside. He's an outside guy. You're not going to get him in the lineup inside. We could always look at another cornerback for inside, like a Daquan Hardy. I do like Elijah Jones out of Boston College, too, but I think right now it'd be too much of a reach to grab him. But look at our picks. We got 132, 135, 138 coming up. So at this pick at 124, I think getting Kyrie Jackson would be good. So if you can get two types of corners. So there it is. Kyrie Jackson is a San Francisco 49er, and you'll be on the clock very shortly at pick 132. I get 135, you get 138. We about to rack up right here. And at the end of this, I think this is the end of the third round, fourth round.
We're in the fourth right now.
Yep, fourth round. So we got a bunch of picks right here. All right, you're on the board.
Let me see, look at the wide receivers that are available.
Yeah, let's go wide. So you got Brendan Rice, wide receiver out of USC, Jacob Counting, Javon Baker, Luke McCaffrey are probably two of my favorites that I think would fit really well with the Niners. But I'm curious to know who you like.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, I wanted to have fun right here. I wanted to have fun, especially in the fourth round. And I knew, I had a feeling Jalen Polk was going to be gone. So I did say I wanted Brendan Rice. Again, legacy, and you know, you have the legacy. Dad's there all the time. And I hate to say this, and I'm sorry, Jerry Rice Jr. You know, you may not have lived up when you were in the league, but your younger brother's going to come in here. We saw what he did. We saw his production at USC, at Colorado, his speed, work ethic, hands. I think he would fit in well. He would be that good game changer that the Niners need.
So we going, you want to go with Brendan Rice right here?
I'm going Brendan Rice.
There it is, man. I like this pick. My only concern with Brendan is him wanting to play with the Niners. Like, I'm hoping we get his all if they draft him. He can't control where you get drafted. So if the Niners do reach out to him, I'm hoping that the legacy, him leaving them today, I hope it's not too much for him as a young kid. But I let me just tell you what I like about Brendan Rice, right? His ability to separate into once the coverage is dictated. Like, he knows where to go, kind of like Brandon Ayuk. He finds the hole. Like, that's huge, right? Like, you get from a young kid. And so he doesn't have the top 40 speed, like, you know, super 4.3, 4.4. But he's a good kid. He can get downfield. He could beat coverages. And he's kind of physical. The only area he needs to work up in is run blocking. I think that's it. I'm done trading. I'm good on trades. I'm not trading anymore. And so let's go back and just check what we've addressed. We've got an offensive tackle. We got a defensive tackle. Jeremiah Trotter, linebacker. We went cornerback, Kyrie Jackson. We got Brendan Rice. Love this. I can't wait till they grade our draft. This is going to be super dope. And I want to look at tight end. I'm going to look at tight end here. I also want to look at offensive line. I'm going to address the guard or the center position. Now, I wonder how people feel about drafting Zach Zinner, guard out of Michigan. I know he's coming off of the injury. I'm not sure if he'll be available, but if they get this mean guy, like the 49ers will have a nice guard to kick off in year 2025. I really believe that's what they're drafting for. And so I don't know if I want to draft him at 135, but I know we won't get him at 176, which is when I pick again. So we're 130, and I know, well, yeah, because you're picking 138. 173, he'll be gone. I'm going to get Zach Zinner, guard out of Michigan.
You know what? And the thing is, I like that too, because again, while he's at Michigan, again, just like you said, he's a good offensive tackle who can be able to hold the ball, good run blocking and pass protection, especially with what the Niners need. I really like that one too. I didn't go there. I was looking at, if I looked at my pick, if I did everything, this is where I was going to go with Kyrie Jackson. But going after Zinner, hey, I'll take it too.
Got you. And I respect it. I respect it 100%. We've moved around a little bit. And so I just know his value is higher than where he is on this board. And he was the key to that offensive line. And so when you saw Michigan starting to struggle when it came to running the ball, they had to shift some guys and figure it out, because those last two, three games for Michigan's, those bowl games, he didn't play. He was dealing with the injury. And so, yeah, they still found a way to run it, but they ran it efficiently all season long because of that Zach Zinner kid. All right, you're at pick 138. Where are you going right here, bro?
Oh, 138. Let's see. Let me look at the defense line. Let me see if my boy is there. Let me see. No, you know what? Don't go defense. I'm sorry. Look at tight end.
Oh, okay. I'm curious to see who's Mr. Robinson's tight ends on his board. So you got Theo Johnson out of Penn State. Niners met with him formerly. Jaheim Bell, Niners met with him. Eric All would be a project. I'm not sure if you want to go that route, but the Niners have some interest in him. Tanner McLachlan out of Arizona. Tip Raymond out of Illinois. Dallin Hooker, Colorado State. So I'm just curious to know, who's on your radar?
Well, who was originally on my radar? Because again, George Kittle set the tone.
Yes.
From this point on, whenever you look tight end, the Niners look tight end, it has to be somebody who's going to run block, who's going to be able to run block, and then again, also he can be a threat out there. So that's the main thing. So that's when I look tight end, that's what I look for.
Yeah.
But thing is, if I'm going to look at it right now, I guess I'm going to go ahead and look at Jaheim Bell. I like Jaheim Bell. I watched a couple of games with him out there. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, let me look at Theo Johnson before we go ahead and pull the trigger.
Theo Johnson's RAS score, his athletic score, is so much higher. I mean, mm-hmm. He performed well in the workouts.
You're right.
And he's a bigger. He's 6'6". So I want to go size 6'6" over 6'2" for me, but the way the Niners can probably use a guy like Jaheim Bell, they could line him up in the backfield, run him as a fullback. Like, there's so many different ways they could utilize him. So I'm just curious. But this is your pick, man.
Okay. Because again, I like the size too, but again, the Niners are, when they do certain things, that's not prototypical like what we're used to. Yeah. So I like Theo Johnson, but I guess I'm going to go with Jaheim. I'm going to go with Jaheim Bell.
I'm not mad at that at all. I think that's a solid pick right there for the San Francisco 49ers. They get a weapon at tight end, like, right? And so you're going to get a weapon. Not the best in run blocking, but not bad, right? And I think if you come in as a 49er, you'll figure it out. Like, either they'll figure out how they're going to utilize you. All right, so we got 2 5th-round picks. Remember, we gave up a 6th-round pick, all right? So we got 2 5ths, 1 6th, and we still got our 7th left in this particular draft. So don't be mad. We got 2 5ths coming up. And I get to go first, you get the 2nd 5th-round pick. So let's see. Damn it, not Giants. Make it make sense, Giants. No, because they already drafted Jonathan Brooks out of Texas.
Yeah, they did. And then they went Isaac Garingo over here too.
Right, so, before us. Like, that was my pick.
Well, so you went running back.
Bro, I was gonna get a running back. It's time. Damn it. Dang. All right. I'll stay away from this guys. I see we can get a little bit later. Let me look at these best players available. Oh man, I was not expecting that. I definitely wasn't.
If this is the Colts, it's the Giants that just came over there and just came and took our picks.
They snatched us. They got us good. I'm not really seeing. We addressed the interior. We didn't get the edge. Let's look up Cedric Johnson. Let's see. He's a good RAS score, but I want to know how well he played. They don't have a full report on him. I don't know much about Cedric Johnson. I'm not just going to draft a guy that I don't know much about. I do know Brennan Jackson can give you some good stuff. You know what? Let's address the edge. I'm going to go ahead and get that because the rest of the guys I'm looking at, Brennan Jackson will be my other guy. I know his size is different as far as his weight and stuff like that. But this dude, look at 22 and a half tackles for a loss, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I might like Brennan over Cedric, but it's a reach to get him right now. Let me go back to the cornerback position. I like DeAndre Prince, safety. Oh, Josh Proctor is there. A lot of people don't like Josh Proctor. I don't understand. I know he's not as athletic. I'm going to, you know what? We didn't get a running back. Sione Vaki. I don't care if this is a reach. I know he'll be gone at some point. I'm going to go ahead and draft the safety in the 5th round. Sione Vaki out of Utah. Let me just talk a little bit about him. He's a versatile player. And when I say versatile, that doesn't mean he just plays safety. He's a running back. And he has touchdowns as a running back. I'm not passing up on a weapon like that because I have no idea how Kyle Shanahan may want to utilize that.
Yeah, I was watching a couple of games with him, and I think, watching a couple of USC games, and it's like they did not have an answer for him.
Crazy.
And they lined him up. Like I said, it's just crazy, and that would be great. Now, it looks like I'm up at 76, huh?
Yeah, you up at the original 5th-round pick.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, around this time, I was actually looking at Cole Bishop. And I saw him as a diamond in the rough, the safety.
Out of Utah, right?
Yeah, I was actually looking at him. I saw, thought that he was like a diamond in the rough. But now that I'm looking, thinking about it, he'll probably go undrafted. So he can probably, you don't have to worry about getting wasting a pick on him. So if I'm going to look at this right now, I think the Niners definitely, again, need to shore up their defensive line. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to look at some things right now, I guess I'm going to probably go with, Keith Randolph Jr., defensive tackle.
Out of Illinois. So this is the defensive tackle that lined up next to Jerzon Newton.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it. What about Keith Randolph Jr. do you like?
Well, again, I like it again. I like his size. I like his speed. I like the way how he can be able to, how he can take on multiple blockers.
Okay.
So that's what I like.
And so what you mean by that is, when these offensive linemen are trying to, push the defensive lineman back, he doesn't get pushed back. So if he's able to take on multiple blockers, that's important because we want our linebackers to fire down into those gaps. And we saw a lot of missed tackles because those gaps weren't big because the defensive linemen were getting pushed back a lot. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, get some size up there. Get some girth up there in the middle, man. I love the way you think, Sasha. I don't know why this is the first time we're ever doing a show. I can't wait to do some shows throughout the regular season with you, but this is on the money. All right. 6th round. You know, after doing my 6-round selection show earlier, I'm just like, dang, like, which positions did we hit? We hit a little bit at running back, so I'm going to go back at running back. It's the only position I felt like we really hit. We don't know much about D. Winters, how he's going to transpire in the NFL, but I'm going to look at these running backs. You got me a tight end. I'm going to see who's available. I like Jawar Jordan out of Louisville. He's the other running back out of Louisville, rushed over 1,000 yards. I like him, 5'9". Jace McLeland out of Alabama is there. Frank Gore Jr. is in here too. You went one legacy pick. I'm curious to know if I should go with another legacy pick. He had a hell of a East-West Shrine Bowl game, like Frank Gore, but he did play at Southern Miss. I know the competition is a little bit different there, but running backs are running backs, man. Can you pass block? Can you rush? Can you cut? Do you have vision? I feel like you can't teach that stuff. Either you got it or you don't. So I'm going to go Frank Gore Jr. here. I'm going to get a running back, why not?
All right, because the thing is that I was going to take that with a can of Frankie B. Jr. Mm-hmm. I thought that, you know, like you said, the competition is different. And I'm thinking that, okay, he'll be undrafted.
Yeah.
So you probably bring him. And because, again, the 49ers, they hit when it comes to undrafted running backs.
That is correct.
So, actually, me, when it comes to the running back, when you have somebody like Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell, you're just like, okay, well, you can probably wait at running back.
You could, especially if, like, let's say you had like a top guy, like a difference maker gone. Like, if you like, so for me, I think the running backs will get pushed to the undrafted pool, because I don't think a lot of teams are going to be taking the running backs, like, unless they're looking for a specific skill set, like speed, outside zone, vision, inside zone. Like, there's specific running backs that cater to that. I think Jonathan Brooks, Trey Benson, maybe the top two running backs in this draft. And then after that, it's specific cater to need. So I went with Frank Gore Jr. here because I think he's undervalued in this pool. I think I have a 6-round grade on him, and so I'm going with him in the 6th round. Like, and I did that. He was available, and that's why I went. But you get the 7th round pick, and I'm curious to know how we end in this draft.
Oh wow! So it's me who's gonna call this.
You get to close us out.
Okay. So if I'm gonna go 7th round, let me look at the quarterbacks real quick.
No, you're not. I know you're not about to draft a quarterback. Are you?
Yeah, I want to look to draft because I'm going to tell you right now, as much as Josh Dobbs may have done a serviceable job, okay, yeah, but you know something? You're a journeyman quarterback for a reason. Okay. So I'm not going to, I don't want to rest my laurels on there. And trust me, I'm not, and I know that this is not going to be a Mr. Irrelevant thing. I'm looking at somebody who's going to be able to just come in and do something. Now, I will tell you, ever since his freshman year, I have loved Eden Slovis.
But okay.
Yes. I loved him at USC when he went to Pitt. I watched, he was under Kurt Warner. All this shit. I watched his maturation. It's everything about him I like. The problem is that he's been a journeyman quarterback ever since his first, I want to say, was it 2 or 3 years at USC? Went to Pitt for a year, and then he went to BYU.
Yeah.
So it's like that. I didn't see that same guy when he went during his maturation. But I did like Dan Hartman from Notre Dame. I will. Did like him. I said Dan. Sam Hartman. He definitely was on point with the ball. So if I'm going to go quarterback, I think this is not. And I apologize, everyone. This is not a Mr. Irrelevant thing. This is just we got the 49ers. We addressed everything we needed to address. So we're just trying to get a pick. So I'm going to go Sam Hartman.
All right, let's do it, man. With the last pick for the San Francisco 49ers, pick 251, they draft quarterback out of Notre Dame, Sam Hartman. Let's go ahead and get him up here. And listen, I watched him at the Senior Bowl. He didn't do anything that stood out to me at the Senior Bowl, so it was just kind of like he was kind of like average. But look, started his career off at Wake Forest, finished his career off at Notre Dame, won games for them. And I thought at the Combine, he threw some good footballs, like at the Combine. Yeah. I thought he threw the football very well. If I was to pick a quarterback at that spot, it would have been Devin Leary out of Kentucky. I thought he was he just seemed the most polished and most, you know, transitional from a Brock Purdy. If anything was to happen to Brock, I felt like Devin Leary would have been the perfect person to put in. And you won't miss Brock. Like, you're going to get the same type of production, same type of efficiency, same type of player, just a different name. But let's just take a quick recap at our draft. We had a slew of draft picks. We traded all over the place. So we had 8. We had 11. So we had our original where we originally started. All right. We have our 11. And this was dope. We had some good trades in this particular draft. And we traded out of the first round. We got Kingsley Sawamatea. And then we also got traded back again from, I think, 63 to 64. We were able to get Rook Orohoro. I think I said that right.
Yeah.
You got Jeremiah Trotter. Great pick. I took Kyrie Jackson. You took Brendan Rice. I got Zach Zinner. I think we got some dogs right now on this offensive line from this draft. You selected Jaheim Bell, an athletic tight end out of Florida State that I think the Niners can do some special things with. Love it. I took a Sione Vaki out of Utah because I just like the versatility, and the Niners can dictate where they see him play best. So they can get running back out of him. They could put him back there as a safety, a box guy. Keith Randolph Jr. I like that you got a big defensive tackle because now you got the twitchy Rook Orohoro that can get the pressure, and then you got the guys going to soak up the blocks in the run game and Keith Randolph Jr. I went and on a limb and took a legacy pick, and you got a legacy pick, so I took a legacy pick. I got Frank Gore Jr. And then you capped it off with Sam Hartman. Sasha, what a great draft, bro. What a great draft.
I'm interested with how they have our grade.
All right. So listen, everybody that's watching the show, you guys get to grade in the comment section. You can grade player for player. You can overall give a draft grade. But leave your thoughts. Leave your comments. Don't forget to hit that like button. And Sasha, what you got going on for you, man? What's going on in this offseason?
Well, right now, I'm trying to get over the Super Bowl loss. I've been trying to tell myself I need to get over it. So right now I've just been doing some recap, watching a whole bunch of mock drafts, reading stuff, reading like some stuff from our contemporaries. What do they think? What's going on? I think I'm going to probably do another mock draft myself this weekend. So I can get into this and just can't wait to get into the off season, just so I can get into this. You know, free agency happened. It wasn't a big splash, but I think for some reason, the people up in the front office, they know what's going on, especially when I was talking, when they just decided to let Arik Armstead go and then hearing how he's upset.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just interested in seeing what's going on and just hoping that the Niners can finally this time get over the hump. Yeah. What about you, Wayne?
I'm with you. I'm trying to put the Super Bowl behind me, and I'm just looking forward to the near future for the 49ers. And you know what? It starts in this draft. It started in Mobile, and now it's going to continue with this draft. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the 49ers do at the draft. I know we've been watching film, been watching, you know, all different types of things on these players, doing mock drafts, studying, doing all that stuff. But, you know, the Niners are the ones that are in control. So I can't wait to see who they actually pick at 31, if they stay at 31. But whoever it is, I think the Niners are built now. They're built to win now. And I think they're really looking forward to figuring out how to keep this team going 2025, 2026, 2027, because now they're going to have to start paying quarterback. They got to pay Brock next year, right? So it's going to be interesting to see what this team does. I wouldn't be surprised if they draft a quarterback, like you said. I know they worked out former third round pick from Minnesota. Why am I drawing a blank on his name? From Texas A&M. They did work him out at the pro day the other day. Didn't hear really much about him. Oh, you know who had a day at the pro day though? Tariq Owens.
Tariq Owens, yeah.
Of Terrell Owens. He had a day.
I was just about to ask you about that because we're talking legacy picks and nobody's really talking about him.
Nobody. I would take Tariq Owens over Brendan Rice.
You would take him over Brendan?
Absolutely.
Wow.
This is not a shot at Brendan Rice, but I saw an interview from Brendan and it turned me off. And it's not, he didn't say anything snobbish. I don't want to put this out there like he's not a snobbish cat. I met him at the Senior Bowl. Really very, very well-spoken, very well-mannered kid. But I'm not mad at him on the stance that he took, but I can tell he doesn't want to go to San Francisco. So if you don't want to be here, I don't want you here. That's just kind of like how I'm thinking. You know what I mean? So because of that, I kind of stay away from him. But dang, if the Niners could get him and add his talent to this repertoire, it would be electric. And he can learn from Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel and Juwan Jennings. And he can learn and try to figure out how to get his role in here. And the number one thing he's going to have to learn how to do is block. But that might not be his thing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But yeah, like I would take Tariq Owens mainly because he's an underdog. And Kyle can get those underdogs to work for some reason.
And that's the thing where you're going, what you said right now. When it comes to the Niner wide receivers, you've got to block. This has been going back since the 80s with Brendan's dad and John Taylor. You've got to block. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, you see Brandon AU. There was that one play when they were playing Pittsburgh when Brandon was just sitting there and he, when Christian was down the sideline and Brandon was down there, Juwan Jennings, everybody was raving about that block that he did in the NFC Championship game. Tariq Owens' dad in the week one in the 98 season when Garrison Hurst broke for 96. Mm hmm. So this is something, and we can go on and on. So the reason why I went Brendan Rice was because I wanted to have fun with it. Is, I was thinking Brendan Rice is the Niners. Oh, I would like that. But then when everything keeps emerging more about Tariq, and you're seeing about it, and you said it best, because one thing about Terrell, he was an underdog. See, look where he was. Then you see about, and I'm pretty sure Tariq has his dad, and probably has his dad in him. So he's probably just going to be as fiery as him.
It's funny you mentioned that because in an interview, Terrell Owens told his son, like, listen, nobody talking about you, and that's the good thing. Mm-hmm. You're going to give him something to talk about. And he went out and had a good pro day. Now, I'm hoping the Niners will invest in the kid and it's going to be – it's tough to waste the draft pick on him because he didn't produce well in college. I don't care about that, though. Once these guys go pro, it's all about what you could do in the big leagues.
Yes, sir. You're right about that because, again, when you see a lot of guys who didn't produce. I've always been a proponent when everybody always talks about Tom Brady. And when everybody says, oh, Tom Brady, how did everybody miss out on him? Like, did you guys see him in Michigan?
He didn't. He barely played.
And you guys make it seem like Tom Brady was Peyton Manning coming out of college. That guy coming out. I remember, I believe he was sharing reps with, I forgot, I know his last name was Gutierrez. And so you guys, people are making it seem like, and they had that little ESPN special, the Brady Six. Like, and I'm like, you guys recall, I mean, I know I wasn't the only one who saw Tom Brady at Michigan. He was, I believe, wasn't he behind Brian Greasy also, right?
Yeah, man. He was behind, who was the quarterback? Not Drew. I can't remember who he was behind at the time, but he barely played. He did come in a game every now and then, but listen, Tom wasn't that dude. But he went to a team where he was able to learn the system.
Right.
And some kids are just really smart, and they play with chips on their shoulders. Tom is from the old school. When you get your opportunity, you don't waste it. Like, he never allowed the Patriots to put Bledsoe back in the game. Like, he wasn't gonna have. I don't know where that mentality is today, but that's the mentality that these kids need to have. And So I respect Tom Brady. Think he's one of the greatest to ever do it. But for Tariq Owens, you know, I forgot that his dad was kind of like an underdog. Where did he go to? Tennessee, Chattanooga? I can't remember what school he came out of.
Yeah. He was a third rounder, Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Dang. And so his son went to Missouri State. And like I said, I think he produced about 400 yards this past season. The production wasn't there, but he tested through the roof throughout his pro day. So it's just like, listen, put this kid on the radar. The only thing is, the Niners better hide the tape on this kid, because what's going to happen is these other teams, are he's going to go to these workouts and they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I guarantee you Dallas will snatch him right up.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Again, this is the one thing I loved at the bottom of the draft. You get these diamonds in the rough. Just like what I was saying, you can find someone who can just emerge, a.k.a. like you just said, Brock Purdy. Who would have expected him? I remember watching him his freshman year, and then all of a sudden he came in against Miami and then Tampa Bay, and he looks like he's been there. And nobody and everybody, I remember, come on, Wayne, you remember everybody was just sitting there. Nah, he's not that guy. I was watching him. He didn't have a strong arm. He didn't have this. He didn't have that.
I was one of them.
Yeah, I was one of them too until they got past. Until they got past it, Detroit. And I'm like, I'm sold now. Yeah, and you know, in the Super Bowl, I'm not even going to blame him for loss. It's not like he choked it off. It was just a bad situation, and you know, I'm not going to get into all the specifics. But if you're going to say that to the problem, he wasn't it. He was not the reason the Niners lost.
I agree.
So I love the underdog mentality. I love the way how Terrell Owens has instilled that in him. Brendan Rice probably just feels like, well, you know who my dad is. So if you see what he did, imagine me. But Brendan, you do realize that your younger brother, being your older brother, he went undrafted and he was in Baltimore, he went to San Francisco with the name and couldn't get on the main roster. So you have to fight for this. Nobody's just going to say, oh, you're Jay Rice. Think about Barry Sanders Jr. Where is he at?
They don't work out.
They don't work out.
If I had to pick any player, And we can leave after this because we're going to get out of here. But if I had to pick any legacy player, like a player that has some type of lineage right now in this draft to players in the NFL, it's Luke McCaffrey. That would be the only player I'm not worried about. That's the only player I'm not worried about.
Okay.
And the reason why is he's not trying to be his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that family is just athletic, period. And he's not trying to be his brother. But now you're getting a kid that played cornerback at one school, transferred to Rice, only season there at Rice, and transferred and became a wide receiver. And he is a smooth slot receiver. Like, this kid will win in a slot. Bigger slot guy, reminds, not as big as Juwan Jennings, but that's the type of thing that I think the Niners will replace. Juwan Jennings is going to price himself out of San Francisco after this year. He's going to get paid a 4-year deal with a different team in 2025, and I'll be happy for him. And the Niners will have the perfect person to fill right in at that slot position. You got a good size wide receiver, gritty, tough, can run fast. He runs faster than Juwan Jennings. And on top of that, his brother's right there, and you could just tell the camp battles will be crazy because he's going to be trying to outdo his brother every single day. So I would love that. That would be the only one I wouldn't worry about. But for some, Tariq Owens is the underdog, though. I think that's a guy you want to put an asterisk by and keep him on the phone. You got 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
So if they happen to use one on him, why not?
I guess my thing is, you know, like you said, if you got 10 picks, use them. And I wouldn't be mad. Any of those legacy picks that the Niners got, I wouldn't be mad at it, because you got Frankie G Jr. And again, his dad is really on top of him, no matter what. And you see how he plays. He's hard-nosed runner. and he could be able to be a viable backup. Because again, Elijah Mitchell, as much as we love Elijah Mitchell, everybody likes Elijah Mitchell, but the problem is he can't stay healthy. He gets on the field and then he's out for 5 to 6 games. So you need that you need somebody who can be a real hard-nosed backup running back. I mean, a backup behind Christian and Frankie G. If the Niners got him, I would love it too. So any of those legacies out there, I'm all good. I'm all good. Come to San Francisco.
I like that, man. Listen, we're definitely going to link up again, hopefully around draft week. We'll try to link back up. But listen, Sasha, thanks for joining. Guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in. We appreciate you right here on the Wayne Breezy Show. And we'll be back, baby. It's mock draft season, and the draft is literally 2 weeks away. Till the next time, stay up, faithful. We out.
I be sipping gold bar whiskey on the rocks, and a 24 karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop, sounding like Trent Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop, we be banging through your speakers. Wayne Breezy on the field or in the bleachers. You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy the phone.